Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a moment. Well, first off, I'd like to say Merry Christmas. It's still Christmas. Christmas goes to Epiphany. It's the 12 days of Christmas. I'm going to fight this one to my dying breath. So, Merry Christmas. It's still Christmas and a Happy New Year. We have a couple of announcements to make, so when Anne's making her way up, one thing I did want to draw your attention to is a fantastic opportunity for the parish family to gather, to get to know each other better, and that's as you're going through the pre-service slides, there's an invitation to dinners for the parish's host that Julie Ryan is working on coordinating. So Julie, would you wave? And if you are interested in either hosting a dinner for members of the parish so that you can get to know them better or attending a dinner, talk to Julie at coffee hour. It will be a wonderful opportunity.
Thank you. It is still Christmas.
It is.
And school's back in session tomorrow. So good luck, parents, trying to get the children up and ready and out the door on time. I have two announcements this morning. One of them is a little bit sad. Unfortunately, we are having to cancel the Epiphany party this Saturday. It was just not coming together in the way that we needed it to, so my apologies. The second announcement is better, though. This Tuesday, we will gather for the Kids Camino again. We're making a few changes, so we're going to have a few more activities so that there are some things geared towards older children. So if you have children 5 and up in your life, please invite them, bring them to the Kids Camino, 6:30 on Tuesday. Lots of activities for everyone. Thank you.
So with that, let's begin our service of worship. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Eternal God, who by a star led wise men to the worship of your Son, guide by your light the nations of this earth, that the whole world may know your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given to me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. As I wrote in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of God's power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things. So that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that God has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through our faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
night has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you.
For behold, darkness covers the land, deep gloom enshrouds the people.
But over you the Lord will rise, and his glory will appear upon you.
Nations will stream to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning.
Your gates will always be open. By day or night, they will never be shut.
They will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
Violence will no more be heard in your land, ruin or destruction within your borders.
You will call your walls salvation, and all your portals praise.
The sun will no more be your light by day. By night you will not need the brightness of the moon.
The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise ones from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise ones and learned from them the exact time and when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So in case you haven't guessed, today we're celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany. And the Epiphany is where we recall the story that we often hear at Christmas and remember from the welcome, this is still Christmas, of the wise men finding Jesus and being in awe and offering him gifts. But Epiphany in our modern language, in our modern context, means something as well. It means having an understanding, a sudden flash of insight. And in result of that, I have had an epiphany from the Lord, and that is that we should all wear purple socks and wear purple hats to church. I got a few chuckles. That's good. It was a joke. I have not had that epiphany. But there's something to be said about that. We all are still part of this beautiful family of God. We are all still involved in a world in which God promises to be active. And so on this Feast of the Epiphany, it becomes right and proper to ask, how do we know what we know about God? How do we know what we know about God? In seminary, I learned that there are three types of revelation. The first is what's called general revelation. And that's something like, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. The golden rule that shows up throughout human culture. All humans generally have an understanding that murder is wrong. And theologians say that that is so general a fact about God that every society can understand that morality. There's also something called a specific revelation, something that we couldn't figure out through our own cognition, our own mental abilities and gymnastics about thinking about God. And that general revelation is something that is for everyone. In the Anglican world, we call that general revelation about God Holy Scripture. We know that God reveals important things about God's self through the stories that we tell. But then there's a third. And that's personal revelation. When God tells you, or me, something specifically about how we should move through this world. Now, so often when we have those specific revelations, we tend to bottle them up or keep them inside and think that they're just for us. But if the story of the wise men tells us anything, it's that when God reveals something to you in a way that you understand, for the Magi were probably astronomers, and God spoke to them through signs that they would understand. The invitation is to act on it, to move forward, and to present it to the community, to say, maybe God's telling us to wear purple hats and purple socks, and seeing if God responds positively through the community or not. I want to tell you a story of a time in my life that I had a specific personal revelation, and it came around my time in seminary. Now, if there's a time that people argue about God and think they know everything, that is seminary. And so before I headed off to Toronto, to Trinity College, to have my mind opened and learn the actual straight Anglican way on how to do everything, I was in the process of figuring out all this with my diocese. And the diocese sent me an email saying, congratulations, welcome on board, you're one of two postulants. And they carbon copied the other person who was training to be a priest at the same time. And so naturally, being quasi-tech savvy, I sent that person an email and said, we should go for coffee. We're going to the same place, going to be going down the same path. Here's a chance to be really good friends with someone from the same place. And when I met that person for coffee, well, let's just say there are different kinds of priests. Some priests are very pastoral. They are people that you would go to with your problems. There are some priests that are very clinical and able to give good guidance and advice to people. There are some priests who are incredibly liturgical and know the exact way to do everything in the church. And there are some priests who are painfully academic. I am not one of those. And the person that I met was. And so after a coffee in which I heard names like Erdhart, Bart, the Filioque, and a whole bunch of other things that I just had no experience with, I felt about this big and woefully unprepared for this life that I was finding myself being called into. Naturally, the only thing I could think to do was, well, why don't I just start at Genesis and read through the whole Bible before I got to seminary, because clearly that would put me in good state. Well, the summer went, and the book of Kings is full of names, and it got a little rough, but I remember very clearly, in the early chapters of the book of Joshua, there comes a point where Joshua is a young guy feeling unprepared. And God speaks to Joshua directly. And he says to Joshua, be confident and be determined. And I remember reading those words off the page. And it was like someone rung a bell. That those words weren't God speaking to Joshua. They were speaking to me. Be confident and be determined. I'd like to say that I always have been, but that would be a lie. However, those words, be confident and be determined, keep coming up in my life. And I truly believe that God spoke to me with those words found in Holy Scripture. Just like I believe God speaks to each and every person here in this room. You might have those experiences. Tell me about them at coffee hour. I'd love to hear. But God speaks to us in unique and special ways, ways that make sense for you. And God is not done revealing God's plan among us. The trick for us is, what do we do with it? What do we do when God has revealed something to us? And the answer is always to bring it to the community, to see that star in the far distance, and instead of going, oh, that's nice, a new star, kind of cool, to take that first step, and then the second, and the third, and follow it. We follow it together. Because though God may have told me, be confident and be determined, I'm sure that there are others who need to hear that too. What God has told you, I am sure that others need to hear as well. Our faith is a living thing. It truly is. It is active and alive in this time and place, and it calls us to move through this world in different ways. It calls us to be involved in charities. It calls us to be involved in social outreach, in the building up of communities, in looking after our fellow humans who are struggling so much in this day and age. God is speaking to us. And it's our gift and our privilege to share that with one another. We are invited to be co-builders of the kingdom of God. And God is using our hands and our feet to put brick on brick and to make this world a better place. The gift of Christmas is the gift of the Christ child. And our response to that is giving of ourselves to build up this world in a better way. And that's the true meaning of Epiphany. So my brothers and sisters, let us not only look for the star in our life that God is calling us to, but let us also have the courage to walk towards it. And the courage to invite those who sit around us, those that we love and care for, to be on that journey as well. May this Christmas truly be a time where the gifts that are given to us may be given by us to the building up of all. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. God of wonder and of light, by the guiding of a star, the wise men came to worship your Son. May your church be a beacon to draw all people to kneel at your presence. Give grace to all who share your name to proclaim your praise. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. God of power and might, news of your Christ child's birth filled Herod with fear. Transform the hearts of all in political office to serve your wisdom with joy. With the offering of gold, we place before you our power and aspiration. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Heavenly Creator, we pray for discernment to share and act on all our personal revelations, and to perhaps even wear purple socks and hats as we move through this world in unique ways. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. God of mystery and wisdom, in your Son, you make known the purpose of your love. Bless our homes and those with whom we share joy and laughter, pains and sorrows, united in a common humanity. May we come to share the promises of Christ. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. God of healing and restoration, with myrrh, we seek your anointing presence on all who suffer. May their hearts thrill and rejoice in you. We think especially of Sylvia, Robert, Gavin, Catherine, Don, and Nancy. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. God of glory, your radiance fills the heavens and our prayers, have them rise to you like incense. Hear us as we pray before you, those who have died in faith and fear, remembering especially your servant, Anna. May we all come to see the dawning light of your rising glory. Lord, rise and shine. Make known your glory.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace with one another. Let us pray. Gracious God, accept the offering of your church, the hearts of your people, joined in praise and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, Creator of heaven and earth. You have revealed your eternal plan of salvation and have shown your Son, Jesus Christ, to me the light of all peoples. Therefore, with angels and archangels, we raise our voices in joyful praise to proclaim the glory of your name.
give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We break this bread. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world.
God, hear among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of all the nations of the earth, guide us with your light. Help us to recognize Christ as he comes to us in this Eucharist and in our neighborhoods. May we welcome him with love, for he is Lord now and forever. Amen. Please stand. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.